plate a potential nugget.
Building on this, Thomas, you've been thinking a lot about how to teach reframing. If that's a mindset, one of the questions that emerges for me is, how does one as a parent think about inculcating that with children as they grow up, right? So that it becomes a way of life, so that they are, sort of over time build the mindset of asking the right questions.
I've seen many approaches to this, mm-hmm. with the note that I am not a parenting expert, but I mm-hmm. think there are parents that work deliberately with having children ask questions. So they say, not what did you learn today, but what questions did you ask today? And kind of going in and thinking in that sense. I think this is broader than just reframing it, so around curiosity and questioning skills. Having said that, I want to share an anecdote, because mm-hmm. I teach this normally to leaders in companies, but I was invited to teach my reframing workshop to a bunch of kids age 5, 6, and 7.
Wow.
A friend of mine runs a like what's called an elementary prep school here in the US, and knew of my work, so I said, come up and let's do it. And I was like, okay, we will try it, but I'm not sure how well this is going to work. To be honest, you know, I don't work with kids normally, so I didn't know their abstraction level. It was really interesting to see. So two observations there. One is that kids can actually understand this better than you think. When I taught the session later, they sent me some footage of some of the kids explaining it to their parents. Oh, here's this thing with problems, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, they actually understood that. So I think first observation is you can probably start guiding them fairly early whenever they have a problem to try to understand why it is a problem. And then a second observation that struck me here. We tend to think that if you ask immediately, like, hey, what kind of problems do kids have? Most people say, well, it's about the bedtime, or it's about homework, or it's about the iPad that they can't spend enough time with, and so on. What I saw in that session was almost none of the problems that the kids chose to work on had anything to do with parents. Parents think that, oh, it's the iPad, because that's my biggest problem. But in actuality, the problems that the kids raised had to do with their friends, their brothers, and their sisters. Those were the problems that really took up their thinking time. Not that kids have basically accepted that we're evil dictators and they're okay with it. So that's great news. Fundamentally, it struck me, because we tend to think, even with people we live with, we tend to think too quickly that we understand what their biggest problems are. And in fact, you have to ask. You can't just assume you know what somebody's problem is, even if you have known them literally their entire lives.
It's a great insight. It's about really putting yourself in their shoes and understanding the world from their perspective and not from your perspective, right?
Exactly.
A related insight came from Venkat Krishnan, one of the guests at the podcast. He's the founder of Give India, a nonprofit that connects willing donors and deserving nonprofits. I'd asked him about raising compassionate children, and this is what he said.
We are getting today so much stimulated, you know, with all our Netflixes and Primes and all of that kind of stuff. Our attention spans are down. We can barely read a book. I think reflection can slow you down, can, you know, bring stillness into you, and it can actually help you think through a lot of things a lot. To the extent that we can get children. So, for example, you take your kid out for a walk, kid comes back, will typically say something, right? Oh, aisa kyun baitha tha bhikari, itne gande kapde pehen ke, something like that, right? And most of us will have one or two responses. The tendency of the parent will be to answer the question. Bechara gareeb hai. Kyun gareeb hai, pata nahi. Or some other person might actually have a very different view on it and say, पियक्कड़ है सारा पैसा दारू पी के इसलिए आपको दारू नहीं पीना चाहिए सो यू नो देयर इज अ टीचिंग अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर द चाइल्ड काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग एटसेट्रा एंड आई थिंक इट्स अ वेस्टेड अपॉर्चुनिटी वंडरफुल अपॉर्चुनिटी टू एक्चुअली हैज द नॉट आंसर द किड राइट आई थिंक व्हेन द किड इज 3, 4, 5, 6 यू प्रोबेबली नीड टू आंसर अ लॉट ऑफ देयर क्वेश्चंस I would say even as early as 4 or 5, can we at least start throwing back their questions to them and asking them, why do you think he was there like that? And trust me, I think the kid will learn a lot more if they are given that opportunity to exercise their brains. I think people will reach compassionate conclusions much faster if they think.
Coming back to what Thomas says, if we build empathy and curiosity and critical thinking in our children towards other lives and perspectives, hopefully they'll do a better job of defining problems and be open to different framings as they go through their lives. Thank you for listening.